السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Amidst the marches, conferences and empty slogans, Palestine remains occupied until it is liberated. Translated. Sana'a and a large number of cities in Yemen witnessed mass marches on Friday the 26th of Ramadan, 1445 AH, corresponding to April 6, 2024, on the occasion of International Quds Day. Al-Quds Day is not just about liberating Al-Aqsa and Al-Quds from the defilement of the Jews, as some might think. Nearly 50 years have passed since its inception, and its annual celebrations, yet the world has only seen marches. International Al-Quds Jerusalem Day was launched by Khomeini in 1979, quote, to mobilize and to demonstrate and raise awareness among the Ummah, end quote, as they put it, on the last Friday of Ramadan. It was initiated before by the Sasanian Zoroastrians on the last Wednesday of the year before the Persian New Year to celebrate Nowruz by lighting fires and jumping over them to rid themselves of illness before preparing seven main dishes, starting with the letter S. Non-Muslims also participate in International Jerusalem Day. Even the Jewish entity celebrates Jerusalem Day as a national holiday, commemorating the annexation of East Jerusalem following the 1967 quote-unquote theatrics. It is not an official holiday in Iran, like Nowruz, which marks the beginning of the year in the Persian calendar. International Al-Quds Day is established for celebration, similar to Teacher's Day, Women's Day, Arbor Day, and other holidays observed by the United Nations, inviting the world to commemorate them on specific dates each year. The United Nations has adopted Nowruz as it marks the equality of day and night throughout the year, considering it an official holiday. Claiming it closely aligns with UNESCO's charters in promoting cultural diversity and friendship among peoples and various communities. In addition, Sana'a witnessed on Wednesday, the 24th of Ramadan, 1445 AH, a conference titled, quote, Palestine, the Central Issue of the Ummah, end quote, the second of its kind held in Sana'a, Yemen, similar to the international conference to support the Palestinian uprising held in Tehran every few years. In these quote-unquote million-man marches, conferences are held to garner people's sympathy and deceive followers with the war in Yemen nearing its end into believing they are on the path to liberating Al-Quds. However, these are mere empty slogans. Where is Islam in their governance in Yemen? Whoever raises the banner of Islam and claims to support its causes, whether Palestine or others, must first implement Islam in word and deed. It is not unlikely, in the wicked Western schemes against Islam, to assign a role to Ibn al-Qaymi akin to his role in the Tartar invasion of Muslim lands, to plan for Axis and resistance led by Iran behind the celebration of International Al-Quds Day and the convening of Al-Quds conferences. This could trigger a regional war between it and the Operation Prosperity Guardian, granting it complete control over Hormuz and Strait of Bab al-Mandeb, the Arabian Sea, and the Red Sea. The Kafir West utilizes its most effective methods to prevent Islam from reaching power and to keep Muslim countries under the domination of agent rulers who distract people with sectarianism and other issues, diverting them from their deen and true causes. Palestine remains merely a source of slogans for what is called the axis of resistance. As Ali Khamenei stated that Iran today is in the process of building itself and is not preparing to go to war with quote-unquote Israel on behalf of Hamas. It is not to be said that those who expose the so-called axis of resistance are aligned with the rest of the regimes, for the rest of the rulers, whether in Turkey, the Gulf, Egypt, or other Muslim countries. They are steeped in servitude from head to toe. We are here to expose everyone who trades in Muslim issues and allies with the Kafir West. We clearly call for the establishment of a state for Muslims that implements Islam internally and carries Islam as a message of guidance and light to the world, removing borders and obstacles between them and sweeping away the agent rulers and all their evils into a deep abyss. Today, the people of Yemen have no choice but to work with the Hizb ut-Tahrir to establish the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of the prophethood, for it is the one who will raise the banner of Uqab and confront those wicked schemes liberating the occupied Muslim lands.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.